Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Finally, news you can use.
Good evening. Here is the news for parrots.
Welcome to Pod News with host Peter Jarrows.
Hello and welcome to Pod News, a news podcast using stories written at the English Wikinews at en.wikinews.org, a sister project of the Wikipedia. I'm Peter Jarrows. This podcast is an idea that I had a little while ago and didn't necessarily want to do myself, but I wanted it to exist. So for now, I'm doing it. If anyone else would like to help or even take over the project, email me at podnews@gmail.com. I've had a lot of trouble getting this podcast out, some technical difficulties and such, and also some space constraints. So right now, I'm recording in my car using the built-in microphone on a PowerBook G4. So if the sound quality suffers, and I'm sure it will, I apologize, but I want to get this out there because I hope that other people will be interested and contribute. So for now, here is today's news. Today is March 4th, 2005. I apologize in advance for the mispronunciation of any names in this or any other article. Former Ukrainian minister found dead. Yuri Kravchenko, a former interior minister in Ukraine, has been found dead in his home just hours before questioning the case of murdered journalist Georgi Gonzadze. Early reports indicate he committed suicide, but the circumstances of his death will most likely result in future investigation by the authorities. Yuri Kravchenko was the Ukraine's interior minister in 2000 when Mr. Gongadze was murdered. Mr. Gongadze's headless body was buried in the woods near Kiev, but his head was never found. Nobody has yet been arrested for the murder, but it was believed that Mr. Kravchenko's evidence could have led to an arrest. New Zealand elects first female speaker. Margaret Wilson was appointed as Speaker of the House of Representatives. She becomes New Zealand's first female Speaker of the House. She also rounds out the top positions within New Zealand being taken by women. All four of Governor-General, Prime Minister, Chief Justice, and the Speaker of the House are female. Wilson was voted in with 64 votes. Clam Simich, National MP, received 37. An ACT MP, Ken Shirley, got 5 votes. The position has usually been appointed unopposed, but the two other candidates stood to protest at the lack of consultation by Prime Minister Helen Clark. Wilson takes over from Jonathan Hunt, who leaves to become the High Commissioner for New Zealand in London. Hunt will remain in the backbenches until next month. Wilson was previously Attorney General, a position that Deputy Prime Minister Dr. Michael Cullen now holds. Turning to technical news, first Swahili office suite released in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. On Monday, February 28, 2005, JomboOpenOffice.org, the first Swahili office suite, was released at the University of Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. The office suite was translated from the English version of OpenOffice.org, an open-source suite based on Sun Microsystems' Star Office. JomboOffice.org was translated by a multinational team including Swedish and Spanish programmers, as well as linguists from the University of Dar es Salaam. Monday's release included builds for Linux and Windows. The Office Suite has 4 components: a word processor, a spreadsheet, a presentation creator, and a drawing program. The translation effort required translating 18,000 English strings made up of one or more words, many of which have previously had no direct Swahili equivalent. As part of the translation, the team developed a glossary of 1,500 technical words in Swahili. The Office Suite also includes a spell checker with a lexicon of 70,000 words. Swahili is not the only African language into which OpenOffice is being translated. According to Ethan Zuckerman, a fellow at Harvard University's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, OpenOffice is being translated into the 9 official languages of South Africa by translate.org.za. The same organization is also supporting translation efforts to bring the software into the Rwandan language, Kinyarwanda, and Hausa, a language spoken largely in Nigeria. Swahili is spoken by approximately 55 million people worldwide, predominantly in East African countries, including Tanzania and Kenya. Well, that's it for Pod News for today. My apologies both on the sound quality and also for recording news from the 4th and probably not getting it out until the 5th. Again, this podcast is mostly a proof of concept at this point. If anyone would like to participate, please send me an email at podnews@gmail.com. For more on any of these stories, including references, you can find them under the category March 4th, 2005 at en.wikinews.org. And if all goes well, that address will be somewhere in the ID3 tags. If you know of an error in any of these stories, please go to wikinews.org and edit the article. If you've always wanted to be involved in a podcast yourself, but didn't think you had anything good to say, email me at podnews@gmail.com. There's plenty of news to be read. I'm Peter Jaros. Stay subscribed to openpodcast.org for more pod news.